Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
Amiri Baraka once said, "There's no depth to education without art." This honor student draws her inspiration from introspection, mental health, and everyday interactions. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is Jewel Ham, a class of 2020 Fine Arts major, Graphic Media, Digital Arts, Journalism minor at Howard University. Welcome.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you.
It's good to be here.
I did say May 2020, but you're obviously on an accelerated track, and so we'll see what that looks like.
Yes, but I think I will still walk with my wonderful class.
All right, that's excellent. So tell me what your upbringing was like and where you spent most of your time in the formative years of your education.
I lived a pretty regular life, I would say. I lived with both of my parents. I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. A lot of people cannot tell from my voice, but I was really fortunate. My parents have always been extremely supportive of me pursuing arts, even through my education. So I've always been privy to a lot of outlets that have allowed me to kind of explore that.
And as your parents encouraged you in arts, what do you think were some of your earliest memories of wanting to do art or participate in art? Because it also, and as I've gotten to know you, you have been an excellent student all along, so the opportunities were probably vast. But what about art attracted you, and how did you see that early on?
I think actually what really helped me is I went to an IB middle school rather than an IB high school, and I feel like a lot of people think that you go to an IB high school that really prepares you for college, but I find that that isn't really the case, because when you get to high school, the IB lens is a little bit more writing focused, but in a middle school level, it's very creativity focused and project based, and I was exposed to that educationally early, along with, as my projects were constantly more and more creative, my parents were like, oh my goodness, would you like to do this program? Let's look into doing this. Could we meet with, prime example, I had someone in my Girl Scout troop that was a few years older than me, and she went to an arts high school, and she would babysit me, but she would be giving me like tricks and tips that I still hear in my head as I'm in studio as a 20-year-old. So it's the little things, I think, that definitely built up the foundation, but they were always there, definitely always ever present.
Let's talk a little bit about the creativity aspect of it. I am not a good painter. I've never been a good drawer. I don't play a musical instrument. I'm fascinated by art. And that actually, my lack of expertise in it actually has me more enamored by the people who do it. One of the things, though, that really is always very curious to me is that creative process.
I do a lot of thinking, which is really, it seems pretty generic, but I literally will toil on a subject for so long, especially now that I live in DC, I can walk like everywhere. So I'm constantly in my head about how I can approach something. But while I have all that time pre-creative space, I just think and think and think. But when it is actually time to pull out the paints and pull out the brushes, I like to do something different every time. Like, I don't like to feel nailed down to a certain kind of method of creation, because it's not always right.
And with that in mind, when I look at some of the things that you have done in the past, such as being at the Smithsonian for National Air and Space Museum as an arts education intern, and also at AMC Networks in New York as a digital graphic design intern, how do you also see bringing that creative process and your own imprint to some of those things that not necessarily are standardized, but they are working to a product that someone else may have a certain idea about, because you're doing it probably as a bigger mass production, or you're trying to educate students about the museum? How do you find that based on the internships that you've had?
I think there's always a way to kind of put your own touch into anything, and I think I approach any and everything like that. My internship at the Smithsonian was extremely fulfilling, but it was extremely different. It was not what I expected, and I liked being thrown into an uncomfortable zone. I'm an individual. That's why I always say my name is singular, not Jules, just right. Jules. So, yeah, I try to bring that into every space.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Jewel Ham. She is in the class of 2020, a fine arts major here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick.
So just to switch gears, when people think of art and they think of expressing art, I don't think they always marry it to an academic experience. And one of the things that I've found in my role as I've gotten to know more about the fine arts at Howard and about artists specifically and students like yourself is the rigor of the academic environment is something that you embrace. Your GPA is 3.95. You obviously are excelling across the board. What about that? This academic environment you think is important in your art and has really informed your art?
I think, honestly, before I even started Howard, I was determined to find the answer to that question because, you know, when it was about high school, you know, senior time, everybody says, oh, where are you going to college? Where are you going to college? You hear Howard, people's eyes just light up. But then they follow up with, well, what's your major going to be? And I would say painting, and it's like, so I was really automatically just like, no, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. So that was already my attitude coming in. But the thing is, fine arts is an experience that, educational fine arts, an experience that no major has anything like. The level of work ethic that it requires is so much because when you get a painting, it's not like a paper. You know, you can write a paper in a day. You can write a paper a few hours. But who knows how this painting's gonna go? It could take a few hours. It could take a month. But you're still on a deadline. And then on top of that, I feel like the challenge is not only getting assignments and putting yourself into it, but moving past the assignments. Because I find when I interact with other majors, they go to school. I mean, good for y'all. But it becomes, I'm going through the steps. I'm getting my internships. You know, I graduate. I get my job. Here we go. But when you're an arts education student, it's just like, so I might have this degree, but who really cares, maybe? So you're kind of constantly having to work independent and entrepreneur while you are in school, and that, I think, isn't always the standard. And in fine arts, it is literally the bare minimum.
So with that in mind, just to, I want to dive a little deeper into that in particular. So describe a couple of classes that you probably have even taken that the uninitiated may not realize is part of your educational process.
I think the best class I had that really was non-fine arts at Howard was my philosophy class, my intro to philosophy class. It really, I love philosophy and I didn't even know it, but it challenges the way you think, but which is obvious almost, but really, it challenges the way you think by forcing you to think. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. That is such a large part of what I do. But having more of a constructive and specific way to go about it, as they do in philosophy, I feel like that was a new approach. And I think it was very valuable to me. And I constantly revisit it. And I took that class over a year and a half ago now. So
I guess the other thing is, for me, I want students to talk more about their mission rather than their major. Right, the Howard introduction, the traditional Howard introduction we have our students do, you state your name, your major, where you're from. What is your mission?
My mission is to do something else. I think with arts, you know, the art jobs that people think there are, it's, you know, you're a graphic designer or you're a painter. And obviously, yes, I am a painter. But the thing that I've learned is, or I've noticed, is people have so many questions about what you would do with an arts degree because arts are so non-mainstream. We see art in passing, it's beautiful, great, moving on. But that's because there's a certain element of exclusivity to fine arts. When you see paintings there in museums, fabulous, but that costs money. You know, to be an actual art collector, that costs real, real money. And people don't really have that. And that's fine, because to be honest, if I wasn't me, I couldn't afford my own paintings. But I want to change that, because all the work and all of the message that I put into what I paint, I want that to be accessible to all price points, to all people. And to do that, I feel like it's moving past just painting on a canvas. I want to definitely, I try to work with fashion and clothing because I feel like that's something that people live their life in. It's art that you live your life in, to quote The Devil Wears Prada. And really, it's not even just nicer high-end clothes, because fashion, you think high fashion, and yes, that is my ultimate goal, Lord willing. But I want to do t-shirts, I want to do jeans and cargo pants and stickers and patches and appliques, because that's what people that look like me wear. That's what people that work jobs like me wear.
So we're going to tap into a little bit of your intro to philosophy class here with my next question. When you look at African-American artists right now, and I hear people often say in a very cliche fashion, African-American art is hot right now, et cetera. And I have never said this publicly, and now I may get a few emails as a result of saying this, but when you walk into a museum and you look at a painting from afar, especially, again, if you don't know the artist, I'm not always sure what constitutes that African-American art. And I'm curious, from a philosophical point of view, what, especially given the statement you just made about what we think about in terms of price point and collectors, and what is the accessibility to the very people that people are trying to depict in their work. What is your thought process about what is African-American art and the current buzz, which I think people are putting a price point on more than an appreciation of the work itself? What's your thought about African-American
art? I could honestly print out my dissertation on it now, but I actually had a class on African-American art one this semester, and we talked about that quite a bit. But to me, to first answer your question, African-American art is art made by African-Americans. There is no Alan Locke philosophy that it needs to have an Africanism to it, I believe. I think if you're black and you made it, it's African-American art. There you go. But with that being said, what's trendy right now is kind of a cliche, like a caricature, I would say, of African-American art and African-Americanism. It's it kind of just makes it seem as if the art that sells that's black has to be black in bold lettering, darn near. And I think I really want to challenge that in a sense, because the popularity that's garnered to it is a lot of it's basic shapes, it's Afrocentricism, it's Afros, it's naked women, it's the continent of Africa, the reds, the yellows, the greens. And while I can appreciate it, and I can appreciate any craftsmanship that goes into anything, I think that it also limits us as a people and me as an artist, because when you go into a museum and you see something geometric and loud and stereotypically black art, but you see it juxtaposed beside a French fine oil painting, it speaks quietly but very loudly that black people cannot paint like that. And I want to be incredibly clear that that is not the case, especially with making that I create more accessible.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So my last question is, why Howard University?
Oh, Dad. So my parents are A&T, actually, alumni. But
I'll make sure they forgive you for doing this.
But the thing is, I applied to one school. I go here. When I was a sophomore in high school, I was on my, I'm an artist. I don't need this. I'm not going to school. And my mom said, oh, really? So, I went to, the college career office. I did the test, and Howard was the school that was paired for me. And that was extremely interesting to me. I started doing my little research, whatever. But then I visited, and it was like a gut feeling that this was where I needed to be.
Excellent. Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Jewel Ham, a class of 2020 fine arts major here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.